Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Asking the questions that matter, like, why did a giant rope just drop down the face of our building?
Excuse me? Oh, they're washing the windows, Kevin. You've seen this before, man.
On a rope? I feel like it should probably have
I only see the one rope. I don't see both that would facilitate.
It's one dude that just kind of scales the side of the building
that
like a.
Doesn't sound safe.
Like Mission Impossible, it's repelling. The stakes are just really low.
Okay, well, you've never seen the dude that that does the windows? It's amazing.
I thought
out
they
there.
Were on like their little like. The little platform, and it had the two ropes, and I just haven't seen this, I guess, in more than a year. I got a little nervous.
Budgets are tight, man.
That's fair. Can't afford two ropes here at Odyssey. You only get one.
God, could you imagine if that was your job, the window washer guy on skyscrapers, and they're like, look, budget's tight. We gotta scale back on the ropes.
I'd be like, the hell with how tough the labor market is. I'm going to quit and take my chances elsewhere. All right. So...
is there any way you could have better balance? We're only going to go with two boards today.
I want to take you. By the way,
pay Maroon 5.
We're going to. God, so true. Man, that is a lot of truth in what he just said. So we're going to give you the mystery word and the mystery in this segment. But I got a story for you. And I read this off of MLB.com. This is one of the most amazing baseball stories I have ever heard. And it all revolves around a former minor league catcher named Dave Bresnahan. And you might be like, who? Fair. His great uncle, Roger Bresnahan, is in the Baseball Hall of Fame and was the first catcher to ever wear shin guards.
Yeah, he created shin guards.
So that's just like a fun side note to this story.
Shin guards.
Wait, what did he create shin guards out of?
I don't know. Metal. I wanted to see that. I read the story, and I wanted to see they had a picture of him, but not with the shin guards
it's
on.
Yeah, popped out.
I wanted to see what the first shin guards looked like. I'm sure I can Google it, but...
So, back in 1987, Dave Bresnahan was a 25-year-old backup catcher. His team sucked. They were 28 games out of first place, and as Mike has told you... travel for minor league baseball can be quite unforgiving. Fair to say?
Yes, and it's way better now. As I was looking at the AA bus a few years ago, and everybody has their own ports now. So there's not just one movie. Like, here's the movie. Deal with it. At 4 in the morning as people are just shooting up places, you're like, I want to effing sleep, man. I'm the starting pitcher tomorrow. But there's nothing you can do. It's like, well, some of the guys are up, and they want to watch this war movie. So... deal with it. Now everybody has their own ports where you have your own headphones, you have your own computer, you have your own charging station. So it has gotten better, but still you are traveling till 4 or 6 a.m. in the morning to get you to your next place.
So they were rolling up into a game that would end up where this situation took place against the Reading Phillies. Yes. And Bresnahan described himself as an out-of-the-box thinker. As the backup catcher said, hey, what if we could sneak in like a rosin bag to the game in place of the ball? Then he said, I'm Irish. What if we snuck a potato into the game?
Huh?
So all of his teammates said,
this is awesome.
That's an amazing idea. You should definitely do it. At which point, and that's where usually you guys are there to stop my harebrained schemes. You're like, no, that's a bat. Don't do that. Well, all of his teammates were like, great, you should. And Bresnahan was like,
I would be one of those people.
You would tell him to do it?
Oh, yeah.
So Bresnahan decided, you know what? I will. Here's the issue, though. He was the backup. So how was this actually going to play out? To which several of his teammates pointed out, hey, we have a doubleheader next week. You'll definitely play in one of those games. Should we get the potato going? Everybody said, you absolutely should. So he talked to everyone, including the pitching coach, who he told about it after they had had a couple of beers the day before, and the pitching coach and all the players were ecstatic.
Pitching coach thought he was joking, right?
No.
What?
Yeah. He was like, yeah. And he actually, I don't know if you're going to get to this, Kevin, he actually talked to a umpire to make
sure. Like a former umpire, right? Yes. Or were they still the current umpire? Not that umpiring
not,
crew.
Not this umpiring crew, but he did talk to an umpire that he knew to be like, hey, if I do this, what would you do as the umpire? And the umpire said, I would probably call it like it didn't happen and redo the play.
So, the only person he didn't ask about this was Orlando Gomez, who is the manager of the team. Gomez already hated being there because he got demoted from AAA further down in the system earlier. And Bresnahan said,
which means the players in AAA hated him. And they were like, we can't have him manage. If all the players don't like him, then we'll just send him to a team that pretty much doesn't know the guy. So he probably wasn't a fun guy to be around.
And so he goes, Bresnahan said, no, of course, I did not ask him for permission. So the day before the doubleheader, you would think this is the part where people step in and they're like, you probably shouldn't do this. No. Everyone in the clubhouse said, hey, tomorrow's potato day.
Yes.
And it fired people up in the locker room.
Yes.
So they were excited. So, potato day, August 31st, 1987. Bresnahan was put into the first game of the doubleheader. Mike Pohl was the pitcher, and he was much more serious. But he said, I know, hilarious. He said he would still go along with the plan. So now even the starting pitcher is in on replacing the baseball at some point with a potato.
He
but how exactly would this work? When would you put the potato into the game? They once again came up with a very specific plan. Here was the idea.
Yes.
What they were going to do is wait till a runner got on third base, at which point he would throw the potato to third base. The third baseman would act like he missed it. And when the guy came running home, Bresnahan would still have the baseball and would tag him out.
Oh, this is a lot more mean-spirited than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah,
because we see a lot of times, Mike, the fake, you know, the fake plays. The ball doesn't exist, but the player doesn't see it. This, if you're a third base coach, you're like, holy hell, look, the ball just left the pitcher's hand and came here. It's got to be him.
Yeah, the catcher's hand.
Oh, the catcher's hand. He's got to be him. That's So if you're the third base coach, you're like, I don't know what to do. I try to tell you to get back. Because, you know, it's real. It's a real thing.
So the plan is ready to be put in motion, but to have a potato and a baseball in your glove, you were going to need a bigger glove. So Bresnahan told the official in the middle of an inning, I broke my glove. Can I go get another one? The official, not knowing what was afoot, said, no problem. At which point, everybody in the dugout started dying laughing because they knew it was potato time. He had peeled the potato and cut part of it off so it vaguely resembled a baseball, as close as a potato can do. So,
and practice throwing it at like their apartment slash house. So he knew, like, can I throw a potato kind of where I want it to go?
And then he has to signal to the pitcher that the play is on. So he's got to make sure the pitcher, the hitter, doesn't hit the ball because it's a potato.
Yeah.
And so
The ball is the real ball being thrown. The pitcher has the real baseball. He has the potato in his glove.
Okay, I thought they said that he gave the signal that
so the pitcher would not throw a strike.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Because if the pitcher throws a strike and the baseball's
the
hit,
gotcha.
Ball's in play, and so we can't do the potato play because I have a potato in my hand ready to throw, except the ball is now in play, which then would make no sense to have two balls in play at the same time.
So to accomplish this, The pitcher throws the ball in the dirt.
He didn't mean to.
By which point, Bresnahan, he said, my heart's beating and I almost didn't pick the ball because if he misses it, well, that's going to just blow up the whole spot. So he gets it, takes care of it and everything like that. The guy who was running was 6'5". So he had to throw it really high as to not hit the guy in the head with a potato, which would be all kinds of other problematic. So he throws the potato over the guy's head at third, to which the third base coach, not of course realizing it was a potato, yells, score, score, score.
Oh, the potato!
Oh, the potato!
I have no idea why we have that, but...
This is so great. This is where it starts getting great.
So the
this is where? Oh, yeah. Great. Awesome.
So the potato sails into the outfield and splits into pieces. At which point
the ball explodes.
At which point you realize the left fielder, Miguel Roman, wasn't totally in on the gag and didn't understand what had just happened. So to him,
he's going to back up. He's like, the damn ball exploded in the outfield.
So
what
to
do
him,
I do now?
The baseball exploded and he just looked confused and didn't understand what had happened. So the third base umpire runs out there, retrieves the biggest piece of what he thought was a baseball, and says, it's a potato.
He yells at the rest of the umpires, it's a potato.
And the worst part about it is, like, it's a baseball field. They're far away. Like, there's no hand signal for no, not a baseball. It's just a potato.
Yeah.
At which point, you have to kind of regroup and figure out what the hell is going on.
And the worst part about this, too, is the umpires were getting graded by an umpire in the stands. And so this is why the umpire was really mad.
Wow.
And that's why he was, like Mike said, he was the most angry because they had sent an official person. And so they figured out what was happening and everything like that. And his
man tagged the runner out.
Yes.
At home.
But they said, no dice, the runner scores, and...
Yeah, no dice. It was, like, more filleted or...
Okay. That is...
And the other umpire, he felt bad because the other umpire, who he called up a day or two before, said, it will just be like a dead ball redo because you threw a potato, and then you tagged the runner out with the real ball, and because you brought a foreign object into the game, we'd have to redo the play because you did tag him out, but you did it by using something fake, and I might throw you out of the game if I'm the umpire.
Oh, wow.
And he said, I'm willing to take that risk. As long as the run doesn't score, you're telling me as a former umpire, run doesn't score, but I get thrown out of the game, I will take that risk.
So his manager yelled at him. Jeff Scott, Cleveland's director of player development, was angry at him as well and said, I can't have my players throwing potatoes. And he got fined $50.
Oh, wow.
And you think that's where it ends. But, of course, it does not. So Bresnahan brought in two sacks of potatoes to the clubhouse, put them on the manager's desk with a note
50
reading.
50 potatoes.
Of course you don't expect me to pay the $50 fine, so here's at least 50 potatoes. This spud's for you.
Because he got released.
There were two games left in the season, and he got released.
Did he go play for a contender after that?
I mean, I think it's perfect. He actually, he almost made it on to, like, what was it, Johnny Carson show or Jay Leno show? I can't remember what one. But he started getting interviewed nationally because of this.
Yeah, he was on Letterman.
Letterman, and he got a few offers to maybe come into spring training and play the next year, but he was afraid that it was just a publicity thing and not actually getting invited to try to make a team. And so that was the last play he ever had in professional baseball, was throwing a potato into the outfield.
Mike, are those minor league seasons that, like, that boring, for lack of a word, that you can do that?
When it's near the end of the year and you're not playing for anything and you're not getting called up to the major leagues, yes.
So there's your story of the potato and a wacky instance in minor league baseball.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.